Nolte, Majority of Voters Don't Believe Joe Biden Will Finish First Term. By John Nolte on August 19, 2021. 51% of voters believe his fraudulent see Joe Biden will not finish his first term in office. Rasmussen Reports asked 1,000 likely voters, how likely is it that, his fraudulency, Joe Biden will leave office and be replaced by Kamala Harris before the 2024 election? 51% said it was very, 29%, or somewhat, 22%, likely. Only 14% said it was not very, 22%, or not at all, 15%, likely. Her vice fraudulency Harris is also losing favor with voters. Only 41% view her favorably, while a clear majority of 56% view her unfavorably. Back in April, her favorability rating was 5 points higher at 46%. Her unfavorable rating was also 5 points lower at just 51%. As far as whether or not she's qualified to be president, only 43% believe so, while 55% say she is not qualified. Confidence in Harris is also waning. Back in April, 49% believed she was qualified. Those who don't believe Biden will finish his presidential term include a whopping 32% of Democrats and 55% of those unaffiliated with either party. More than two-thirds, 68%, agree. This is not good news for Biden. Trump faced these same numbers at one time, but only because the media and deep state were colluding to fabricate impeachment-worthy scandals, like the Russia collusion hoax and the Ukraine call hoax. Biden is facing these numbers because he is so old, and his mental acuity and stability are in obvious decline. In every interview or back and forth with the media, no matter how soft the ball is thrown at him, Biden is forgetful and expresses bursts of temper that signify the cognitive decline of dementia. Physically, he also appears frail and feeble. Worst of all is his disastrous decision-making. His withdrawal from Afghanistan is one of history's greatest unforced errors and catastrophes. He's opened the southern border wide, allowing in illegal aliens who are infected with the coronavirus. His lunatic spending is creating an inflation recession. And he's openly breaking the law with policies like his eviction moratorium. On top of that was his bizarre and disturbing disappearing act during the first 4 days of the Afghanistan catastrophe. With thousands of Americans trapped behind enemy lines with bloodthirsty jihadists, Biden not only remained on vacation at Camp David. Other than a short statement, he disappeared entirely. None of this is normal, and the country is obviously worried. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.